Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930. WBEN 208 is the time on this Wednesday afternoon. And, well, here we are again, as I said yesterday. Just tragic, heartbreaking to see not only the numbers come in as we did here during this show yesterday, but to hear the stories last night, the parents that hadn't been notified of their if the status of their children, to hear their stories. I mean, it's heartbreaking. Like I said yesterday, it makes you physically ill. And then when you go, and I know what you're gonna say, Joe, you know, maybe stay away from social media. You go online and it's just, you know, we talk about the evil and, you know, what we saw yesterday, like we saw in Buffalo, evil. That is evil. And what's the first thing people do? We go to the finger pointing. Oh my gosh, it's the GOP. Oh my gosh, it's the left. Where does that get us? I'll tell the answer. It gets us nowhere. And we are now, we are in such a politically toxic environment that anything that happens, a moment that should bring the country together, a moment where we shouldn't be left or right, we should be American. Well, that's not the case anymore. We use events like this, tragic events like this, to be more divided. And you have to look no further than local politicians. You know, here's how the conversation should be. Everything should be on the table when you have a conversation. And you shouldn't go into the conversation of, okay, well, I'm conservative, so this, or I'm liberal, so this. You should go into the conversation with an open mind to find common ground. Matthew McConaughey said it the best, common ground. You know, we're going to do 4 hours here today. We're going to talk. We're going to have honest conversation. At no point will me being a conservative play into that conversation, because in my opinion, my political leaning right now, I'm putting that aside. I think we have to put that aside. We have to put politics aside and find common ground and not run away when guns are brought up or when mental health is brought up or when family structure is brought up or video games. All those things should be thrown on the table. But I'm sorry, I don't believe you, elected official, if less than 24 hours after a mass shooting at an elementary school, you are back to the political talking points. I don't trust you. You do not care about what's better for the country. All you care about is what's better for getting your point across. We're seeing that more and more. Beto O'Rourke, as you heard during David's show, confronted the governor at a press conference. Why? He's running for governor. That's why. He wanted to score political points. And he'll be applauded by people on the left. And those who aren't fans of Beto O'Rourke will say what it is. It's disgusting. It's not the time or place to play your political points. And then you go, you don't have to look much further. Now, just a few days ago, David Bellavia, myself, we were saying about how Mark Poloncarz hadn't been playing politics with the Buffalo shooting. But last night, on social media, County Executive Mark Poloncarz, and here's the thing, if you don't think the toxic political environment is partially to blame for the hatred in this country, you're wrong. I'm sorry. And we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of making this one party against another party. It shouldn't be that way. For something like this. Something like this, we have to put party politics aside. Because I'm sorry, you start saying, oh, it's the Republicans' fault, you lost me. You start saying, oh, well, this is all the Democrats, you lost me. I hear that. I see the county executive's tweet from yesterday. Now I'm back to thinking, oh, you don't really care. You just want to score political points. That's all, and that's all it is. You see liberal bloggers on social media. I'm not going to unite with the Republicans. Well, then you're part of the problem. That's on you. You are playing into this toxic political climate. Guys, it can't stay like this. I don't know what the answer is, but it can't stay like this. And here's the thing. You'll have people talk back and forth, point their fingers at who's to blame. And what do we get from it? Nothing. We get nothing from it. We said a few empty words, and we're back to where we were. It happens every time. But yesterday, County Executive Mark Poloncarz retweeted a video of Steve Kerr. He is the coach of the Golden State Warriors. They're in the playoffs after missing the playoffs. Steve Kerr speaks for the vast majority. This is, I'm quoting Mark Poloncarz. Steve Kerr speaks for the vast majority of Americans tonight. Universal background checks are widely supported, as are other common sense gun laws. Okay. If he had kept the tweet right there, that's fine. That is the county executive stance on gun laws. If he had left it at that. But he couldn't. He couldn't not play politics. I mean, just think of how disgusting this is. 19 children killed, along with two teachers killed. And we have politicians that the first thing they want to do is list a political party to blame. That's reprehensible. I'm sorry. It's shameful. And I have to say, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and any politician who took part in that yesterday should be embarrassed. The same politicians that did the same thing 11 days ago. That's embarrassing. You're not looking out for the better of your community, of your county. You're trying to score political points. So after talking about how background checks are widely supported and other common sense gun laws. And by the way, I wish there were more. I am for more in-depth background checks. I don't see the pushback against more in-depth background checks. But after that, the modern GOP is anything but pro-life. Your life, even your kids' lives, mean nothing to them compared to holding on to power. Now, we can break that last part down on a later show. But what did he gain by pointing the finger at the GOP? Is this the same guy that's going to tell us that we need to come together now? I'm sorry, Mark Poloncarz, you are part of the problem. You are feeding in to a toxic political climate. And you can't tell me that's not part of the problem. That doesn't feed into the hate in this country. Turn on TV, listen to podcasts, go on social media. It's all this is. We can have our disagreements politically. But the fact that it's gotten to this point, when Mark Poloncarz tweeted that, what's that have to... Again, I'm fine with retweeting Steve Kerr and talking about your support for universal background checks and common sense gun laws. That's fine. That tweet would not have been offensive. But the very next line, you have to point to the Republican Party. I mean, this was less than 10 hours after a mass school shooting that killed 19 children. Shame on any politician who took part in that yesterday. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I agree with Matthew McConaughey. And, I mean, that's rare. But I agree with Matthew McConaughey. We do have to put our political parties aside. This cannot be a left versus right conversation. We just need to all be Americans looking out for America and have a conversation. And yes, compromise. But we are now so toxic that a mass school shooting that killed 21 people, including 19 children, the very next day we're playing politics. Not even the very next day, the night of, we're playing politics. I'm sorry, I think that's shameful. And I am someone who will talk politics all day long. But this finger pointing, and I said it after the shooting in Buffalo, this finger pointing is getting us nowhere. It gets us more upset at each other. Again, it gets people on the extremes, more radical. I say put everything on the table. You can't run away when someone talks about gun laws. You can't run away when someone talks about background checks. You can't run away when someone talks about mental health. Now, I'm no mental health doctor, but I would argue that we have more mental health issues in this state than anywhere else in the world. You can't tell me that doesn't play into it. We're going to talk about armed guards, resource officers at school. There seems to be a certain side of the aisle in this country that you bring up that, they don't want to listen to that either. No, that all needs to be on the table. So I want to have that discussion, but I don't want it to be left versus right. And I'm going to do my best to stop myself from making it left versus right. But I think that's a conversation we have, and we owe it, especially to our children, to just have an honest conversation that puts politics aside. You know, does it mean armed guards at school? Now you hear about the resource officer at this school in Uvalde, Texas, engaged with the shooter, and the shooter got by. If you're a resource officer, if you are there to protect the school, and you see someone with a rifle and tactical gear, that person should not get past you no matter what. Am I wrong? But I want to hear what you're thinking this afternoon, 803-0930, star 930. And again, can we just be rational? Let's not be like the county executive, okay? Let's not get into blaming one party over the other. Let's have a rational discussion. Let's voice our concerns, but let's have a rational discussion. And again, I am not using this as an excuse to go after Mark Poloncarz. But again, throwing a an American political party is where all your blame's going. Not 10 hours after this mass shooting. Again, I think that's shameful. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I can agree with you policy-wise 99%. If you took part in that yesterday, shame on you. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Buffalo. Morgan is an elementary school teacher. Morgan, what are you thinking this afternoon?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm hanging in there. I mean, even though I'm not from Texas, this does hit a little closer, you know, to home. I've been teaching for a little over 10 years in elementary school, third grade teacher, and I had to take a couple of mental days off. I probably should be at school to be there for my students. This brings back a subject I was thinking about years and years ago, is I remember when I first started teaching, we didn't have resource officers in school, and we never locked the doors. The doors were to the school were never locked. And I remember when it was brought up to our attention that we were going to start locking doors and you had a buzz to get in. And I was like, why? This is an elementary school. It should be the safest place in the world. And, you know, and now it strikes me as like, you know, I worry about kids all in the United States, you know, about wanting them, you know, they don't want to go back to school because they heard this on the news. You know, it's not my position to discuss this with the children about what's going on with the news and the shooting. You know, they find that out when they go home, and it's up to their parents if they want to inform them of what's going on. And I am so sad right now. I cried last night after I heard about this, and I haven't turned the TV off since. And I've been watching this, and, you know, I've been hearing excuses. What can we do? Is there people out there, you know, that are just trolling the Internet, that are looking for people that are talking crazy nonsense and have guns? I seriously doubt it, you know. And, you know, you can imagine what they're going through. You know, these people who go around and they go into school. I mean, of all the places, you know, they can't go somewhere else. You know, and I'm still grieving over the incident at the Tops, okay? And then this happens. And then the reporters and people on the news are talking about how Buffalo, New York is still grieving and still burying people when this is happening. And there shouldn't be a comparison whatsoever. I think it's a little more of a sensitive subject when you're bringing up children. And
Morgan, I can hear the emotion in your voice. Let me ask you about the resource officer, because that's something I want to bring up later in the show. But, you know, the resource officers at school, you talked about them at your school. I'll be honest, this morning my wife texted me that, you know, she got emotional when she saw a police officer in front of her school. It's sad, but it also made me feel more comfortable that there was someone there to protect the school. With the realities of today, do you think all schools should have that armed resource officer with the locked doors?
I do. I do know for a fact that there are certain schools that I have taught in the past that actually have police officers within the school, and it surprised me. I'm still shocked when I walk in there, you know, and, you know, you have to flash your ID and you have to show them who you are. Even teachers have to do this. And I think that nowadays, especially after what just happened yesterday, I would not be surprised if all schools, because not all do, have resource officers. A lot of schools in Buffalo, we all know, our listeners that are listening now, we all know that these schools have problems and there's fights and shootings and there have to be cops there and stuff. But elementary schools, I think there should be. There was one that was there yesterday, the news is reporting, and he engaged them first. The guy still got away and he barricaded himself in the room. But the point that he was even there, showing a presence, I think is very important. And it sends a signal to anybody who's ever going to do something as atrocious as this, that maybe it'll deter him. I don't know. I can't say. I'm not that. Well, not them.
Morgan, I appreciate the call. I think it's a good call to start on, and thanks so much for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Morgan in Buffalo. And you know, the resource officer, what we heard from Governor Abbott, the resource officer engaged, but the person got by. I mean, do we need better qualifications for the resource officer? Does it need to be a police officer on duty, and their duty is a school? We'll throw that into the conversation as well. 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And, I mean, again, here we are talking about a mass shooting. You know, I mean, we are still grieving from the shooting in Buffalo 11 days ago. We're still having funerals for the mass shooting in Buffalo 11 days ago. And now 21 people killed, 19 of them children. And I'm sorry, like I am struggling to find or to understand how people can hear 19 children killed. How you can hear that and your instant reaction is to go political. If that's the case, we have an issue. We have multiple issues in America. You get what I'm saying? We obviously have a mental health issue. We obviously have an issue with guns getting in the wrong hands. Now, if your answer is, well, mental health has nothing to do with it, just take away all the guns, I'm sorry, that's not a realistic answer. If your answer is, no, it's only mental health, don't address guns, I'm sorry, I don't think that's the answer. I think everything can be looked at. You know, Mazurowski this morning on BMaz and Beamer was talking about kids not doing as much, right? And he had a great point. You have kids that are just sitting at home playing video games, scrolling social media nonstop. And have you seen some of the crap on social media? I mean, I talk about it probably to the point where you're all sick of hearing about it. But you have, and Tony Caligiuri's talked about this, you have an issue with not as many kids playing youth sports or sports in general. You have kids, teenagers, not doing as much outside of school. It's literally go to school and then go home, play video games for the rest of the day. And I'm not talking about, you know, Madden, or I'm talking about, you know, violent video games. You have kids that are going online, and again, they see the rhetoric, the political rhetoric back and forth. You're telling me that toxic atmosphere that has been created politically doesn't play into this with someone who has issues that need to be addressed? But where do we go from here? You know, I asked the question yesterday, how did we get here? How did we get to the point where we can't go 10 days, we go literally 10 days between mass shootings? That shouldn't be acceptable for anyone. I think all things are on the table when it comes to having that conversation. You know, do we have to find common ground? I think so. I think that's the start. It's not to be like Mark Poloncarz, the county executive, and say, well, it's the GOP. The GOP is all about power. They don't care about your kids. That's not appropriate. That's, like I said, I think that's shameful, and I think it's embarrassing. And I hope the county executive accepts my invitation for Hardline Sunday. But that's neither here nor there. We have to get away from every time something like this happens, it becomes a right versus left, a left versus right. Saw too much of it yesterday. At the end, nothing happens. What are you feeling during this conversation? And can you have this conversation without making it left versus right? Can you have this conversation without pointing your finger at a political party? And where do we compromise? You know, for me, and I'll tell you, politically, if you listen to me for more than 10 minutes, you know, politically, I'm a conservative. But when having a conversation like this, I don't address this as a conservative. I address this as a concerned American. You know, I will put my conservative beliefs, I'm not going to say I'm going to put them completely aside, but that's not how I'm coming to the table. Coming to the table as a concerned American. And I think that's how we should be approaching this. You know, I mean, we look at the Buffalo shooting 11 days ago. Were there missed signs? Yes. Should that individual have ever had a gun? No. I heard Bellavia say it earlier. Now, he was asking someone, he was doing it in the context of a question. But if you've been put under a mental evaluation for threats that involve shooting a school, there is, in my opinion, there's no way that individual should have had a gun. The red flag laws in New York State failed us. And that's not Joe Beamer saying that. That's Congressman Brian Higgins saying that. So do we need to look at how background checks are performed? Do we need to make sure that background checks are performed on any weapon purchased? And do we need to do a better job at home, at school, in assessing mental health. I think those all are points we can address. Because there are people, and we've now seen it twice in 10 days, there are people who never should have been in possession of a gun. Is it, where does the compromise happen? And where do we go from here? Is it going to be the same old, back and forth, yelling? Oh, it's an election year. Let's move on. Or can we be mature adults, which in today's politics is very difficult to find? Can we be mature adults and have a mature adult conversation? And what about those resource officers standing outside the school? Do we need to make sure they're police? You know, someone said on the text board before the break, I said maybe we need to make sure there are police officers at each school. And Joe said, and the text board said, Joe, that would be expensive. The money we throw at schools anyway, I think the safety of our children ranks right up there. You're telling me you can't have a dedicated car to each school in your district? And if your town or municipality can't take care of that, maybe at a state level? Is that too much to ask? You know, I saw something on Instagram this morning. It was a buddy of mine I went to college with saying this should never be the case. Scared to drop my son off. Now, I understand after yesterday being scared to drop your kid off. But his point was because there was a police officer there. And like I told you in the first segment, when my wife said there was a police officer outside her school, I felt comfortable. I was like, at least there is protection there. Police protection. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. I'd really like to know, can we have this mature adult conversation? And yes, call out the politicians that you've seen. Make this political less than 24 hours. We'll start with Jim in Hamburg, who I think is going to do just that. Hey, Jim.
Yes. I got a problem with our president last night. Starting out great, you know. Being nice and you know, acknowledging what happened, and then go straight to, I just got back from China, and hey, what's wrong with us? They don't have that problem. Well, they don't have that problem because they're communists. If you have a gun or you open your mouth, you're going to disappear.
Yeah, Jim, I agree. The president's speech yesterday, he could have stopped it a few lines short and just, you know, said bless the victims and walked out. But just like the Kanye executive, he couldn't help himself from making it political.
And something else. Do you remember Fast and Furious? Whose idea was it to give all them guns to the cartel? And one of our guys got killed, one of the Border Patrol people. Was that, I believe Biden was vice president.
Biden was vice president. That was during the Obama administration. Jim, I appreciate the call. Opens the line for you, 803-0930, star 930. And I'll say that as well about President Biden last night. He could have stopped that speech a few lines short. And you know what? The tone was right. The beginning message was right. Prayers with the families. Prayers with the victims. And then that could have been the speech. The fact that it had to go political, again, is where I say, personally, that's where you lose me, when it goes political. Because the minute it is a finger-pointing, their fault, I lose trust that you're actually in this for the right reasons. And I lean on what I see most politicians do. You're in it for political gain. And again, 19 kids are dead. That's shameful. If you're going to use a tragedy like this for political gain. 803-0930, star 930. Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board's open at 803-0930. And like I said, I think everything is on the table. And one thing I wanted to talk about before the governor pointed out that there was a resource officer at the school was resource officers. and having a armed guard at the school. Now, I know that might be uncomfortable for some, and there'll be people out there that say, you know, it's a shame that's what it's come to. I agree. That's a shame. Where we've come to. But don't our children deserve that? Don't our children deserve to have an armed guard, and not an armed guard that's just going to engage with a suspect? I mean, if you are guarding a school, number one, the doors should be locked. If you are guarding a school and you see someone approaching the school with tactical gear and a rifle, how is that person getting by you? Your job is to stop that person. That's literally your job, is to stop that person. And that's why the question is, why not a police officer, someone with training to guard each school? And I understand you're probably thinking there's a lot of schools in my town. But something to that level, someone with training at the police level to guard schools, to have an armed guard. And yes, I agree. Like I said, I agree with my friend. It is sad that's where we've come to. That's sad that's where we are. But not having an armed guard there doesn't mean that it's gotten any better. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'd rather say it's a sad reminder of the reality of 2022. But at least I know that protection is there. At least I know that there is someone protecting that school. To me, that is worth that. That is worth it. And while, you know, the back and forth happens in Washington and Albany and all the state capitals, I think the thing we can do in the immediate future is to keep every school guarded, keep every school protected. Because, I mean, this is just, like I said yesterday, it's to the point where there are people that are numb. Like, I still can't believe that at 4 o'clock yesterday, we had breaking news coverage right here on WBEN from ABC. But all three of the main cable news networks were talking about primaries. Are you kidding me? I mean, as the story was breaking, you had the three cable news networks that, again, they leaned to their political side, and they were more concerned with the primary and how it would make this person look and how it would make that person look. They were covering that while this tragedy was unfolding in Texas. 803-0930, star 930. Again, I'm open to whatever your opinion is. I want this to be an adult conversation, a mature adult conversation. Let's be better than the politicians. Can we do that? Can we be better than the politicians and have an honest conversation where we address it as concerned Americans? We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're concerned Americans. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to come to the table, not as a conservative, as a concerned American. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Tim, who is in OP. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, Tim. What do you think? How do we not solve this problem, but address this problem?
Well, obviously we need more resources in the school, and that would, in my book, be police officers, uniformed police officers. I'm fortunate. I live in a district that does have resource officers, but they're not in every school. They're assigned to the district. Now, I'm a retired law enforcement officer. In this state right now, there's a shortage of law enforcement officers. New York is not a friendly law enforcement officer state. Everybody from the troopers down is understaffed with no one applying.
So it's more of a, there's less people that want to be in law enforcement issue right now.
Right now, New York State is, I hate to say it this way, pro-criminal. They have the law enforcement officers can't do their job. They're not doing their job. They can't do their job.
So in New York State, it would be almost impossible with the enrollment we have now to have guards at the school?
Yes. Yes. They don't have enough staff for what they're covering now. Now, my second point I want to make is we're spending $1 billion to put a roof on the thruway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't that money be better directed to pay the salaries of a few more police officers? I don't have a calculator in front of me. If you divide $1 billion by 100,000, that's a lot of police officers you could pay for.
I mean, Tim, I'll tie this into the conversation we've been having all week. Take half of that and invest in law enforcement. Take the other half and do the investment we were talking into the east side, which also would mean up in staff of law enforcement. I think it'd be money a lot better spent than putting a roof on the 33, and many in the city agree.
Yeah, and I listened all day yesterday. Great job on your coverage, especially, you know, your show.
Thank you.
Did you listen to the ABC coverage very early in the unfolding of the event?
I was here until 7 listening to the ABC coverage.
Did you happen to notice the one, and I finger quote, expert they had talking?
No, Tim, I'm once you say it, I'll probably remember, but I'm not sure exactly where you're going with this.
They blame this on COVID.
I did hear that. That was on the TV coverage. Yep, the 2 years of being home with COVID, and yeah, I did hear a little bit of that.
Yes, I totally agree. We have to politicalize this.
Yeah, but you know, and Tim, people like you and me, and most in our audience, we're able to do that. The unfortunate thing is, I go on Twitter and I look at our elected officials, and it's their go-to. I mean, their default is to make this a left versus right thing, and we're the ones that lose in the end.
The last week, Monday, 2 days after the tragedy in Buffalo, where was our governor all weekend? She was here in Buffalo playing politics, right? Yep,
exactly. You heard David talk about it, yep.
Monday morning, the new gun laws were already written and drafted.
Yep.
They were waiting for the next tragedy to be put through.
I think you can point the blame on both sides, but always making it political before the bodies were even removed, making this a political thing and writing laws. And like I said, the way to approach it, I think, is to put your political affiliation down and have the conversation, put everything on the table, come to common sense. Common sense, what's the word I'm looking for? We can agree on something. We can compromise. Common sense compromise. Unfortunately, those in power now, especially in this state, it doesn't seem like that's what they want done. Tim, I appreciate the call. Opens up a line for you. 803-0930, star 930. All I'm asking, guys, is let's put the politics aside and let's have an adult, mature conversation. I appreciate it. Beamer in for Bowerly. Back after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!